Let's go.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Halloween themed show this morning. Are we doing anything for Halloween, guys? And are we a fan of Halloween?
No, I hate it.
It's scary, isn't it?
People come into the door. No, thank you.
Does anyone go to your door?
I was there last year, and there was a couple of kids. But it just, the doorbell messes with the dog.
Would they egg your house?
No. And the fireworks as well.
Oh, what about the rabbit?
He doesn't really give a damn.
Flopsy.
Harvey.
Oh. Harvey the rabbit. Guys, I won't be here. I'll be on holidays. Yeah. Big shout out Nick Kay, who'll be sitting in for me. So I won't be here for Halloween.
Do you celebrate Halloween in Malaysia?
Don't know.
I never knew there was a big Halloween origin from Ireland.
Oh, the pagan past or Celtic past or something like that. Yeah, it's a pagan holiday.
If only we got the day off. Although we technically...
It's a bank holiday.
Yeah.
A little bank holiday, come on.
A little bank holiday, yeah.
No one actually calls over to my place.
Because you live in an apartment block.
In an apartment block. I thought there's still a lot of kids there.
Surely you'd go out to the balcony and throw down some sweets to the peasants.
Monkey nuts.
Yeah.
Do you know the monkey nuts?
Yeah, that's another thing. I was saying to Jess, why monkey nuts?
Why not?
Why not?
And coconuts. There's a Tesco advert on the...
No one gives coconuts. It's just monkey nuts.
There's a Tesco advert on the telly at the minute. And it's a bag of... You can get a bag of monkey nuts or a coconut for 49 cents.
You don't give and a coconut.
It's just a deal. But you don't give a coconut to someone for Halloween.
But no, it was part of the Halloween advert.
No, it was.
Then maybe that's to throw at the kids to get them away from your house.
Or to throw at the house to break a window.
Yeah, that is true.
Have you ever had coconut milk?
I've had coconut water and it tastes horrible.
Have you been trying... Is it coconut milk you were trying to get in your latte?
Oh, actually,
yes,
got me a hot chocolate with
coconut milk,
and it was very nice.
Actually, it's nice.
I like Bounties.
Do you?
Because it's the same as the rice cakes I eat. It's with coconut sprinkles.
Why do Bounties get bad rap?
It's bull. They're nice.
It's a great chocolate bar.
If you say anything about Turkish delight, now,
like
Graham,
it's chocolate and jelly.
It's weird, it's jelly.
I'm with Graham's
You're
chocolate.
Being controversial to be controversial.
No, because I never.
You're being controversial.
I never side with Graham, so I thought let's side with him. No, but I do. I love Turkish delight.
Made a bit eye contact there.
How does it feel like siding with Graham?
We're on a good wavelength at the minute. But no,
make eye contact with me, Callum.
It's natural for me just to stare in this corner. I don't know why.
Graham, do you like eye contact from Callum?
Yeah, I would prefer a bit more.
Let's have a stare off.
Okay.
No, you've already
Callum's
broke.
Looking at you.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Nathan, you can referee. Let's open our eyes.
Now, Callum, describe just what it feels like.
Okay,
staring.
No, I can't go.
That long.
The worst thing, a little bit of a trick. Here the worst thing you can do before a stare off is start blinking your eyes really rapidly.
Your
eyes are all kind of fuzzy. Yeah. On the show today, as Nathan says, a lot of Halloween themes.
Ooh.
Nathan also goes on a date with his dad. I go on a date with a doctor. He sticks something in one of the orifices in my body. Nathan, that's not dirty, it's true. Nathan, it's the streets in downtown. Here is the podcast.
I would like to welcome Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Graham and Nathan.
7 a.m.
This is
103.
Let's go.
Good morning. It is 7:03. You are tuned in to Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man, he's Nathan O'Reilly.
Hello there. Good morning. I went up to the kitchen. And they must have had a big serious board meeting yesterday because there was some sandwiches left idly on the table. And I noticed one, the dirty egg mayo sandwich.
I don't know what that company is, but they have a black plastic tray on the bottom and the top is a clear one. It must be the same company because they're always in here when all the suits are over. Stop giving egg mayonnaise because all us peasants afterwards, we try to run in and get what's left over. That's always egg mayonnaise or tuna.
See all the leaves? It's like it was for Bugs Bunny or something.
Like someone cut the grass and threw it all.
Horrible.
Threw it all onto the sandwiches.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Good morning. It's Sam Fell's Ode to Post Malone. It's 7:09 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Today going to be very similar to the last couple of days. Highs of just 12 degrees. But we could be getting some rain in the afternoon time.
Do you think Post Malone is very creeped out by Sam Felt? Being like, stop singing about me. We've never met before.
Yeah. They'd be like you making a song about Harry Styles.
Oh, we've met before.
Harry Styles. Bum, 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 bum.
Graham, enough of this tomfoolery. I want to know how you got on with your nose. I'm so invested in this.
Yeah, for the last 2 years, I've been having troubles with my nose, my sinuses. It's just been a bit bad, very stuffy.
Sounding dreadful.
I sound different earlier on in the morning to how I sound later on in the morning. So I said it was time to get it sorted. I was going to a nose specialist, an ear, nose and throat specialist to be exact. They look after all that area.
Well, let's not skip the journey. You did go to a different doctor.
No, I went to a GP and then they referred me on to another doctor.
The nose specialist. Yes. I didn't even know someone actually specialises in noses.
But they also specialise in ear and throat as well, because it's all connected. But anyway, I went into the office, sat him down.
You're going to have to play some tense music in the background, Graham. Please.
Okay.
We're so invested. So what happened?
So tense. So I went into the office and I sat down in front of the nose specialist. Told him my story, told him my ailments. He brought me into another room, sat me down on a chair. And he got out this long black stick.
Oh, hello.
With a little bit of a light on the end. And I go, what if I walk in?
You hadn't even taken me out for dinner yet.
He goes, I'm just going to shove this up your nose. And I go,
oh, how did you feel? Were you surprised?
I was a little bit surprised. I was a little bit taken aback. But he said, as he was putting up my nose, now you might start to cry when I put this up your nose.
Never good.
I said, I'll be okay. He goes, no, it's a reaction because of it's so sensitive up there that your eyes start to water.
Now, nostril did he target?
Both. He wanted to get a good look up there. So I was saying, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. 3 seconds later, I had to be handed a tissue because my eyes started to pour water.
You were an emotional mess.
No, it was just the sensitivity off my nose.
Set it out.
Anyway, he took the camera out of my nose. He brought me back into the office and he says, look, Graham, there's no easy way to say this, but there's no cure for you.
Oh. What?
I go, what? He goes, you've got rhinitis. It's
rhinitis? What's rhinitis? A rhino's nose.
It's a condition that a lot of people have, but let me be clear, there is no cure for this, Graham. I can't just give you a pill and your nose will be better. All I can do is tell you how to control your environment, because dust will be a big problem. And I was like, oh God, what am I supposed to do? So what he said was, he says, you got to get proper pillows, proper duvets, because think about it, you're lying in bed for about 8 hours and you wake up and your nose is all blocked, so that's going to be a big problem. I go, okay, I suppose we can do that. And then he says, another big dust collector can be books at the side of your bedside locker.
Sure, you haven't read a book in years.
I've read one book recently, Michael Owen's autobiography.
You think Michael Owen has caused your nose
Michael
to be
Owen
dusty?
Has caused my nose to be dusty. Michael Owen is the fault of my nose. You've been looking up rhinitis there on the online, Nathan.
Rhinitis is an inflammation and swelling of the mucous membrane of the nose. How disgusting. Graham, we should put you down.
So there we go. There's no cure, unfortunately, for me. So from now on, you just have to listen to my nasally nose and just get over it.
What's my excuse?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
When I say Now TV, you say I smell prizes. Now TV.
I smell prizes.
You smell nothing, sir. You were told there a few minutes ago that you've rhinitis. Inflammation of the mucus of your nostrils. It's disgusting.
I can still smell. It's just stuffy up there, unfortunately.
It's not about you. It's about Now TV, and it's about you listening. We want to give you a six-month Sky Cinema Pass.
With Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can stream unmissable blockbusters, and there's a brand new premiere on there every day, plus all your favourite scary movies to see to get you in the spooky spirit of Halloween. Like classics such as Ghostbusters, The Shining, and Nightmare on Elm Street.
We've been choosing a winner every morning. Tomorrow, one of our winners is going to be upgraded to a soundbar. This is how it's going to work, Graham. Graham and I, we're going to act out a famous Halloween film that you can get on Now TV. If you know what the film is, text or WhatsApp your answer to 087 711 1038.
A little clue in this Halloween film, the villain is Michael Myers. All right, Nathan.
Script, I'm out of my caravan, getting ready, or trailer, whatever you call it. Director.
Lights, camera, action.
Tommy, I want you to go back upstairs.
What is it, Laurie?
Be quiet. Get Lindsay and get into the bedroom. Unlock the door.
I'm scared.
Do what I say, now.
It's the boogeyman, isn't it?
Hurry.
if you know.
What's my accent?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's kind of nice, isn't it?
That you're from Middle England or something.
Like I was from Birmingham.
All right. Let's go to the phone line, see who's going to win them. Fiona, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Fiona. Do you like carving pumpkins and do you enjoy the smell of it?
I do.
What is the most impressive pumpkin you've ever carved? Have you ever tried to be a little bit, I don't know, adventurous?
Oh, God, no. I'm not very artistic at all.
And can I ask a personal question? Have you bought your pumpkin yet?
No, we're waiting till closer to Halloween to do it with my little boy.
Yeah, you don't want them to be rotten by the time Halloween actually comes around.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen to this. Fiona, a couple of minutes ago, Nathan and I were acting out a classic Halloween movie. It featured the villain Michael Myers, but can you tell us what film it was?
Halloween.
Yes,
yes
Fiona!
Yes, it was. Congratulations!
You've done it!
Get
Thank
in!
You.
How do you feel?
Happy!
Exactly.
What's there today?
Well, you've just won a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass for 6 months and you go in the draw to be upgraded to the soundbar on tomorrow morning's show.
Worthy winner.
Fiona, that's thank you so great. Much for listening this morning. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
See you, Fiona.
Bye.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Our body is covered in cheap leather. It's the showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys, they walk hand in hand. As I said, they're dressed in cheap leather and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, they decide which one is better. Ooh, who wants to go first?
Would I be right in saying that I've won every week this week? Every morning this week?
Yes, you have.
3-0 to me.
I need to bring the A game this morning.
I'll let you go first then.
Okay. Did you know, friend of the show, Callum Best, he has stunned the world by revealing who his godmother is. It is this beautiful lady. Come on. Come on, I can't hear you. Yeah. That is Cher.
Cher. It's Cher.
That is Cher.
Cher, I knew it.
So I'm going to go through a few other celebrity godparents. Did you know Bono is the godfather to Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's twins, Knox and Vivian?
Godfather.
Hey.
Hey, Godfather Bono, how are you?
You have to get yourself together. You are stuck in a moment and you can't get out of it.
Some good advice. Thanks, Godfather Bono.
Elton John is the godfather to Brooklyn Beckham.
Oh.
The worst photographer in the world.
Oh, Brooklyn. I actually remember that one. They're very close friends, Elton John and the Beckhams.
Lady Gaga is godmother to Elton John's children.
Imagine Lady Gaga turning up at the confirmation dressed in a meat dress. She's standing for you at the altar.
Simon Pegg is godfather to Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin's daughter, Apple.
Simon Pegg off of Shaun of the Dead.
Yes, and last but not least, Miley Cyrus's godmother is only this lady. Working
makes sense.
You keeping well?
Dolly Parton. I like that.
That's it.
That's very good.
Bit of colour.
Have you been aware of the clip that's been going viral the last week of Kylie Jenner waking up her daughter Stormy in the cot and Kylie goes,
"Rise and shine."
I don't know if you are, but I'm absolutely obsessed with it. It became a meme where Kylie's face was photoshopped into the sun and the Teletubbies.
I'm speaking about the Kardashians.
Oh, don't worry.
Rise and shine.
We can talk about them every now and again. Is that okay?
Now, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Kardashians because Kylie Jenner has now put in an application to trademark the saying rise and shine for clothing and cosmetics. And she's already put in an alternative application as well for
rise and shine.
It's got three eyes in the rise and three eyes in the shine. She already put up jumpers at Rise and Shine on her online store, the Kylie Shop. Hoodies worth $65 already sold out. And this is all part of her mum, Kris Jenner's plan to make Kylie not a billionaire, because she's already a billionaire, a trillionaire.
Rise and shine.
Wow. Hey, I think we need to cross over to the sheriff on this one.
Two very good stories this morning, producer. What have you just handed over an little, envelope of what?
Little envelope.
I've got a lollipop.
Hold on a second here
just
now.
Just a little envelope
some
for you.
Halloween treats.
There you go.
You can't be bribing the sheriff.
You're coming up with your decision. Remember, there's more where that came from.
You had that ready. You had sheriff on the envelope as well.
I did, yeah.
Who? Graham wins.
One! Come here, sheriff!
Rise and shine.
It's 4-0 this week in the showbiz.
Boy.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Ooh, this guy used to live in Rathmines. Very fancy indeed. Celtic Tiger roaring out of the O'Toole household, I see.
You visited my flat in Rathmines. It was a hellhole. There was a dead crow outside the back garden window for ages.
Yeah, that dead crow looked well fed.
And there was mushrooms growing on the ceiling in the bathroom. Whoever's living there now, hope you're getting on all right. This is the game called Gotta Get It Wrong, where we put 1 minute on the clock and all you gotta do is get the questions wrong. If you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win €100. Brian's on the line. How are you, Brian?
How are you doing, Graham?
Uncle B.
How are you?
Uncle B, I'm also in the house.
Brian, I have a good feeling about this call. Didn't I say?
You did say.
I said I had a good feeling about this caller.
I like Brian.
I don't know what it is, Brian.
I'm feeling lucky today, boys.
I knew it.
I think because Brian is going to be open, honest, and he's going to wear his heart on his sleeve. Brian, we want to learn a little bit more about you. Tell us some facts about yourself.
I'm a scaffolder.
Okay.
I walk very hard every day, not like you, Sue.
Okay, I completely agree with
How
that.
How dare you?
two kids living the dream.
Okay, this is beautiful.
Oh, where are the kids' names?
Daniel and Demi.
Okay, well, shout out to them guys this morning. Brian, you're going to have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. What's going to happen
is... Oh, my God.
We're going to put 1 minute on the clock.
Okay.
You got to get as many questions wrong as you can.
I've been working very hard... Typing up the 20 questions.
Brian, there's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Katrina is on top of the leaderboard with 14. So, Brian, if you get 15 or more, you'll go into Friday on top and in pole position for the €100.
Brian, lift it, would you lift it a bit?
Oh, he's up. Let's go.
I'm ready.
What colour is the Hungarian flag?
Orange.
Name a colour not in the rainbow.
White.
What is a dairy milk a type of?
Soup.
What noise does a pigeon make?
Quack, quack.
How do you spell crane?
C-R-E.
What rhymes with insane?
Membrane.
What's 69 minus 9?
2.
14 plus 29 is 38.
False.
True or false? Sing
false.
A Snow Patrol song.
I Will Always Let You Go.
Sing a Tayo Cruz song.
I Will Never Let You Go.
What band was George Michael in?
Oasis.
What's the opposite of hot?
Warm.
Do your best Tim Henman impression.
All right, bye.
What nationality is Kim Kardashian?
Irish.
Who is the English Prime Minister?
Donald Trump.
What is Boris Johnson's job?
Cyclist.
How do you spell juicy backwards?
D-boy.
What currency do they use in Sweden?
Dollar.
Speak Greek.
I cannot do that.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh, this is going to be very close. Brian, how did you find that?
Very nerve-wracking.
Now, you did say membrane rhymes with insane.
I know.
Why did you do that?
The song.
Okay, Brian, you came on this morning very friendly. An army of supporters. Charismatic, generous, and clever. You reminded me of someone.
Go ahead.
You're reminding me of a very, very young Sheldon out of the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
You happy with that?
I love a Big Bang.
And Brian, you got 16.
Woo! Show me the money.
Not yet. We'll maybe put it in a holding account with your name on it for now, but only one person tomorrow can take that money away from you. But for now, Brian, enjoy the next 24 hours because
you are
top of the leaderboard. Brian, thanks for coming on. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Enjoy.
You're the best, Brian. See ya.
Thank you.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Graham, we received a message in from Tommy. He says, hey guys, we're being forced to do a Halloween costume day and work next week. Want to spend as little money as possible, but don't want to be a killjoy as I think there's prizes up for grabs. Any cheap costume suggestions? Thanks, guys.
Oh, it's a good one. They do happen in a lot of offices around the city. Any suggestions for... Who's it, Tommy?
Yeah.
087-711-1038 via text, WhatsApp or WhatsApp voice note. This actually happened to us last year. There's been no word of any Halloween costumes.
Haven't seen any posters on the walls.
This year, thankfully.
Hey, I don't know why you say thankfully, because last year your costume was dreadful, but you ended up winning.
So I heard a little rumour going around last year that very few people in Spin were going to dress up, and I knew there was going to be big prizes. I heard there was a television up for grabs, so I was like, okay, I'm not going to run out here. I looked online, cheap costumes. Someone suggested go as Post Malone, but go as Ghost Malone.
Yeah, it was clever.
So I got a €9 bedsheet from Penny's, I think it was. I cut out eyes and I put Always Tired and Post Malone's tattoos on the sheet. I won a night away at a 5-star hotel in Cork. I spent €9.
Do you
it was
remember
insane.
What I wore? I was the guy from Scooby-Doo, so I wore...
Shaggy.
I wore a green polo and just brown, horrible trousers. But you kept telling everyone that I looked like a man called Cliff that worked in Woody's.
You did, because you had the green polo. So then we printed you out a name tag with Cliff from the Woody's replica one and said you went as a Woody's worker. But you ended up winning the group prize, but you actually won nothing because you gave it to the other people.
Yeah, I never got the prize in the end.
So if you have any suggestions, let's go the cheapest possible costume for this year's Halloween. Text or WhatsApp us on 087 711 1038. And who knows, you could get some suggestions and win your office Halloween party as well.
Jeanette says, Mr. Price has Marmite costumes for a tenner.
Oh, you'll either love that or you'll hate it.
Hey, come on. Hey, this guy.
Kerry says, go as a teabag. Only need crepe paper, sellotape, string and leaves.
Well, there's plenty of leaves outside.
There is this autumn, of course.
Jack says, put all your clothes on backwards and say you're a backwards man.
That's zero
money.
I
don't think anyone's going to mess with you if you say that.
Who are you? I'm backwards man. Anne says, a bin bag over him with a sign saying, I'm rubbish.
Enjoy.
Sandra has got us on WhatsApp a voice note.
A friend of mine dressed up as a leaf blower. He got a leaf, he tied it the top of his head, and anyone asked him what he was, he blew the leaf and said a leaf blower.
Genius.
Excellent.
Came up with one.
Yeah.
You could just get a white t-shirt.
Okay.
And write on it, it's dot, 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 Rebecca Vardy's account.
Ah.
Off the Colleen Rooney, Rebecca Vardy Instagram story scandal that was happening a few weeks ago.
That'd be clever.
You can have that one. Or put a sign over your neck or something like that. Any more cheap Halloween costumes, let us know.
Dara from Firhouse says, go as someone cold and wear an exit sign, Brexit.
Oh, that's got bad.
Political. And Rachel from Donnybrook says, buy a whistle, and if anyone asks who you are, blow it, and you're a whistleblower.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Graham, I don't know if I told you this, but I went on a hot date with my father the other night, decided to treat the old man and bring him to a private screening of Bruce Springsteen's brand new film called Western Stars.
So you booked out a cinema for you and your dad?
Oh, no, there was a few media folk there. They were showing like a premiere.
Ah, sorry. Sorry, just got confused there.
So I met him at the bottom of George's Street, and he was wearing a very long rain jacket and an enormous rucksack as if we were going camping up the Dublin mountains. I genuinely thought he was going to take out a bottle of his own urine like Bear Grylls. I just went, okay, you're not dressed appropriately, but who cares? We arrive at the Lighthouse Cinema, and there's a drinks reception beforehand, and as I said, there's a few media folk there.
Ooh,
you had
swanky.
Kevin McGahern, who used to be on Republica Telly.
Yes, I know.
Marty Whelan was also there.
Whoa. This is big stakes here.
Yeah, so I'm introducing my old man to a few people, and he just kept saying the same thing over and over again. He said, Nathan's my carer, and I've just been let out of the home.
It would go well with the look as well, because he looked a bit ragged and dishevelled.
Yeah, people didn't know what to think of my dad. They didn't really laugh. They just went, are you a fan of The Boss? And he went, who?
who let this commoner in?
So I just say to my dad, look, have a drink. I'm going to go to the toilet. So I go downstairs and I go back up then and I see him. He's standing in the corner by himself. His rucksack is completely soaked because he spilt a drink on it. And then he's just gawking at Marty Whelan. And I go, Dad, would you stop? You're making him uncomfortable. And he says, how come Marty has free popcorn and I don't? And I went, you're not Marty Whelan, Dad. Then we go into the cinema and we're watching the film, and throughout it, Bruce Springsteen is like riding on top of a horse and he's just saying, you know, I love America. And my dad just kept shouting, oh, he's from New Jersey. He's not a cowboy. He's probably never seen a horse in his life.
Your dad is picking holes in a documentary.
Yeah. Then a bald man in front actually turns around and says, will you shut up? You are ruining this film for me. And my dad just stares at him silently.
Oh,
then let's say 10 minutes goes by.
Oh, there's more.
I'm stressing out big time.
Of course.
I'm thinking, why did I bring my dad to this? I see him. He takes his mobile phone out.
Oh, Dermot.
And he starts Googling Bruce Springsteen's wife. And he's the only one with his phone out. And because this is like a premiere, it's not out in cinemas yet, the security man runs up to my dad and says, if you don't take your phone away, I'm going to kick you out. All in all, it's so stressful. I didn't enjoy the experience at all. And then at the end, when it was all finished, I went, all right, thanks, Dad. And he went, geez, that was a great night. Oh. As he walked down Tara Street with his wet rucksack. And I just thought, oh, I'm never bringing him again.
You know, he went home to your mum as well and he goes, me and Nathan had just the greatest night. The greatest even. I can't wait for the next one.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
It's 9:10 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Good morning. That's the latest one from Camila Cabello. It's called Liar from her album Romanza.
What did you write on your hand there? You scribbled something on your left hand. What was it?
I have to... just have to tell something to Nick Kay afterwards, who works in here.
Do you?
Yeah, that will remind me.
How does that remind you? That looks like a squiggle.
It's something about that song. It's CCL, Camila Cabello, L is for Liar.
Do you not want to tell us now?
No, I just want to do something with that song later on.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Will it be entertaining?
Could be. You might hear it tomorrow on the show.
Oh, brilliant.
Tune in tomorrow to hear it.
Hey, tune in right now because we're giving away €200 thanks to GOMO.
I saw a massive Lewis yesterday. Decorated with GOMO advertising all over it.
On the actual Lewis.
On the Lewis green line.
Oh.
If you don't know what it is, GOMO is Ireland's newest and best value mobile network provider. With their 30-day rolling contract, you get all calls, all texts and all data at the lowest price in Ireland. If you want to check out more, go to gomo.ie.
All right, this is how it works, okay? Are you close to the speaker? Can you hear me? All right. We are going to open the phone lines for 99 seconds, giving you a window of time to actually call us up. The ninth caller is going to win that money.
Simple as that. We're going to open up the phone lines very soon. The number you need to call is 087-711-1038. If you're caller number 9, we're going to open up the phone lines now. We'll take a couple of calls, take a couple of songs, take the calls, and then Callum's phone.
Oh, it's the studio phone.
The studio phone is going off, baby.
We'll get caller number 9 next.
A few moments ago, we opened up the phone lines for 99 seconds. People called us up, and the ninth caller was going to win that money.
Right, this is how we got on. Good morning, it's Graham and Nathan. Who do we have on the line?
Grace.
Grace, how are you?
Not too bad.
Well, you should be, because you're caller number 1. I'm sorry.
Oh, bye. No.
Caller, who do we have?
Abby,
how are you getting on?
Good, thanks.
Keeping well?
Yeah, even better now if I have this money.
Oh, well, you don't, because you're caller 2. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Abby. Okay, let's go on to the next line. Who do we have?
This is Rachel.
Rachel, how are you?
Not too bad, on the way to work.
On the way to work, you're also caller number 3, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, you don't win.
Good morning.
Tom.
Tom, is that your name?
Paul,
don't get angry with me, because you're caller number 4.
Oh, lucky call back again,
sorry.
Paul. Okay, next up, who do we have on the line?
Daniel,
how are you?
All right.
Do you want to win €200? Well, then you better hang up and call again, because you're caller number 5.
Hello there.
Hello.
Who are we chatting to?
Barbara Faulkner.
Barbara Faulkner, where have you been all my life? You want 200 euro, yes?
Yes, please.
Well, no, please, because you're caller number six.
Oh, and look at caller again. Let's keep going. Let's go on to the next phone line. What is your name?
It's Dylan here.
Dylan, what would you spend 200 euro on?
Lots of stuff.
Oh, you were so close. You're caller number seven.
And I am talking to...
Lindsay.
Lindsay, 200 euro. You want that in your account, don't you?
I do.
Well, it brings me great joy to tell you, Lindsay, you're caller number eight.
No.
Oh, no.
Quick, hang up. Let's see. Could we get you back on again? Okay, we're going to answer this one. Who is this speaking to us?
Paul.
Paul, how are you? Were we talking to you already?
Yeah, you were.
Paul, did I call you Tom?
You did.
What colour are you before?
Four.
Well, guess what?
What?
You're caller number nine this time. You've just won.
Yeah!
200 euro this morning. Congratulations.
Tom, what are you going to spend the money on?
Something else to cut your crocs off. This is the same Paul that cut your crocs.
Wow,
don't give this the money.
Paul from Clondalkin, is it?
It is.
Amazing. The man who went to cut up Nathan's crocs, but they weren't his crocs at all. Long story. That was a long time ago. But look, you've just won 200 euro. Thanks very much, Paul.
Thank you.
Take care, man. See ya.
Good luck.
And we're giving you another chance tomorrow to win 200 euro. It's all thanks to GOMO, Ireland's newest and best value mobile network provider.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Downtown, Nathan is on the streets. Downtown, he's telling a bunch of lies. Downtown, Nathan is going downtown.
Morning.
Downtown.
Downtown, part of the show where I hit the streets and I tell people lies about a certain topic. There's been many awards happening this week. We've given in the news.
That's just like the radio awards that we won the best radio.
Well, I wouldn't say awards, actually. I would say lists. You know, Dublin was named in the top 50 most beautiful cities in the world.
Okay, yeah.
You had Galway.
Yeah.
Fourth best city to visit in the world.
Wow.
Quite the accomplishment. So I decided to tell other sort of awards. Booterstown Dart Station has been voted as the nicest smell in Europe. Do you agree?
No, because it's beside the slublands. But the kind of decay that actually happens there regularly gives it a bit of a home.
Does it fill you with happiness and joy when you go by it on the dart?
I think the stations further on attract me more. When you go around the bend to Killiney, that's where you're in a really pleasant journey.
So not a worthy winner in your eyes?
In my nose.
Young love, beautiful to see. I saw you from afar, holding hands. How long have you been going out with each other for?
Like 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
How did he ask you out?
He just asked me out. He said you
were... In person or was it on Tinder?
In person, of course.
How do you guys know each other?
Through a friend.
Oh, it's nice to have a mutual friend. I like that. Was that a party or just kind of...
Then in Wexford.
Oh, really? Are you from Wexford?
No. We just go to the same holiday park and that's it.
That's a beautiful story. Well, guys, I'd be interested to hear what you think about this. The acting in Fair City has been voted as the best acting in the world. What do you think?
I don't watch it, but my dad watches it sometimes and he seems to like it. But I don't know. My mom says different. So.
And does your dad approve of the new boyfriend?
He does, yeah. I think so anyway.
How did you meet her father?
She just brought me over one of the days and I was introduced to the two of them.
Did you bring a gift? I hope you did.
No.
Did you not? Did you not tell him to bring a box of roses or Quality Street?
No, I didn't.
Did you give him a hug?
No.
Good Christ, you just stand there while he was watching Fair City. The Shelburne Hotel has been voted as the cheapest hotel in Europe. Can you believe that?
No.
How many times have you been there and how much was the steak and lobster?
I've never eaten steak and lobster there. It's a long time since I was there anyway.
Were you in there with Bertie Ahern?
No.
Will you be checking in again? It's very cheap. It's only 20,000 euro a night.
No, I won't be checking in.
The swans in Portobello have been voted as the best looking swans in the world. Quite an achievement. What do you think?
Great for them, honestly. Like, yeah, they're putting the graft, you know what I mean? They're putting the grind. They earned it, yeah, for sure.
Now, you look like quite a young James Dean, may I add, with the leather jacket and just your overall aura. Have you encountered any of these swans? And please describe your experience.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I understand why they've been voted the best swans in the world.
They actually intimidate me quite a bit. Just their general presence, aura, it can be a lot to deal with. But I do understand they are excellent swans.
What do you feed the swans?
I wouldn't risk it. I don't want reprisal from the swans.
Would you risk it for a chocolate biscuit?
Am I giving them a chocolate biscuit to get a chocolate biscuit? Because if so, I don't see what's in it for me here.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And right now, let's do it. It is time to choose the news.
We're not bad guys right now. We're not perfect, but we try our best. That's all we can really do on this planet. Choose the news. Three bits of news Graham has. And I choose one of them to hear the full story from. Here we go.
Headline number one, Nathan. Do you want to hear about Bratman?
Bratman.
New superhero is a brat. Headline number two, the Bogger Vlogger. Or headline number three, all I want for Crisp. You.
God, that's a lovely song.
Not long now till we're playing it.
I would like to hear the last one.
This
Come
one.
On.
Crisp. This has got to do with Mariah Carey, who this morning is reportedly about to accept a 10 million euro offer to become the face of Walker's Crisps.
Oh, hello.
For their Christmas ad campaign. Of course, she's made famous by that song, has kept her very relevant every single Christmas. Recently, they got the Spice Girls in one of their campaigns.
What happened to Gary Lineker? Is he still doing them?
He's still in and around. He does bits and bobs of them still. So I started to look up other hefty celebrity endorsements. So Mariah Carey going to get 10 mil from Walkers. I don't know how these companies have so much money as well. How do you make so much money from a packet of crisps?
Can I just say my only thing about Walkers is the blue packet is cheese and onion. It used to always confuse me. Blue is salt and vinegar.
Jennifer Aniston in 2015 was paid $5 million to be the face of Emirates Airlines. You might remember those ads.
Yeah.
In 2003, a long time ago, Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
He signed up to McDonald's and got paid $6 million to head their I'm Lovin' It campaign. Remember this?
McDonald's. I'm loving it.
6 million euro, please, or
that
dollars.
That did make me want to eat chicken nuggets when I heard that song.
In 2014, Taylor Swift, she teamed up with Diet Coke. They love their massive celebrity endorsements. $26 million for you, Taylor.
Wow.
This is a strange one because you see Pepsi, Diet Coke, Coke, they have massive celebrity endorsements. You don't really hear much from 7-Up. I remember years ago when I started DJing. No, this was Sprite. Their face was, remember JD Quench? He was this kind of disco guy, and I changed JD Quench to DJ Quench.
And that's your DJ name?
Because I was starting to DJ.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah. Oh. Well, in 2014, 7-Up paid Tiesto, the DJ, $30 million to be the face of 7-Up.
I never knew that.
You see, George Clooney, he's a face in espresso coffee.
Apparently, he gives all his money away to charity. Going to say
very
that.
Good man.
$40 million to charity then. Not bad. And in 2010, I'd say one in two households has one of these. It's a George Foreman grill. Yep. He's a former boxer. You might not know that. You might just think he's a grill. It's the second biggest endorsement deal in the history of endorsements after Michael Jordan and Nike. He was paid... Oh, I don't have the amount.
What is the amount? If you know the amount.
I do know the amount. He was paid $200 million before it was a George Foreman grill. It was the Sultan Electric grill. They weren't doing well in the sales. They says, come on, let's get George Foreman on board. And he was paid $200 million. A fun fact about that is it was offered to Hulk Hogan, but he rejected it.
Turned it down.
Nathan, thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8.